as your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Oh, no, no, no. See, I have that disease where stuff just pops out of your mouth. You go to hell, go to hell! Whoop. See what I mean?
Almost over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
Beyond, put a couple of things down here for me to look at. And I don't know, I thought Peon knew me better than this. What makes you think I'd want to read this? Here's the headline. Jenny McCarthy recalls taking drugs and making out with other Playboy playmates. Now, why would I ever care?
I know you usually love the articles that are in Playboy, so I thought maybe you would... like
okay,
that.
Of the articles. Okay, I'll read it.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting things.
I'll read it then. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. We have a whole bunch of stuff to talk about today, and we're going to let you talk, as John Carney would say, we're going to let you talk as well. Hmm. As well.
Hi, crew. Carney here.
Yeah, good to see you, John. I don't really know where to start. We could start with Burke segment if we have anything from the weekend. I certainly have some things that I want to talk about. I watched that, not all of it, but a good part of that Mizzou game, and boy, I was feeling like everybody else so good when the pass was thrown and that touchdown. Oh, my God, thought, holy cow, was that beautiful. And then, oh, I don't know, 10 seconds later, missed
it. And that was supposed to be the one game that we were
had
the best chance of winning in the SEC.
Lost the game for us. There's no doubt about that. So I know we don't talk sports here, but I had to get that out of my system. I also saw a movie that in a movie theater, like a current release that I've heard a few people rave about, and we're gonna a little later on. We're gonna and maybe I'll wait till Dawn Meadows Dixon gets on to do it, but we'll just talk about how sometimes in your life you actually think that maybe you're stupid, or you're like, I'm missing the ability sometimes to get it. And I'll hear people. Dan gave a good example off the air a while ago. We were talking about this, and he said, Citizen Kane. Now, if you read any one of a number of articles or books on the greatest movies ever made, boom, Citizen Kane's always in there.
Oh, yeah.
Probably one of the 10 worst movies I ever saw was Citizen Kane. It bored me to death. And by the way, Citizen Kane is the reason I've never watched Casablanca, because I thought, well, it's kind of in that same category, and if it's supposed to be great like Citizen Kane was great, I'm not going to like it either.
I watched parts of Casablanca.
Bad.
And I could not get through it.
Okay.
I couldn't get through it.
Well, this is a current release. It's in the theaters now. I've heard a couple people say, oh, boy, this is good. No. Not only was it not good, it was horrible. My wife and I, and we'll get to what it was later, an hour into it, considered leaving. And I've only gotten up and walked out twice, I think, in my life in a movie. It was that ridiculous to me. Burke segment, do we have anything?
Yeah, I got a couple things real quick.
This is our control board operator. Give it up if you would. Round of applause. We never do this, but I think he deserves it. Eon the Peon.
Oh, yeah, thank you, everybody. Please stop. Yeah. No, I get embarrassed.
Look at him. What do you have?
First thing, I want to say hi to somebody real quick. Another member of our security detail team.
Works for Heba?
I bartend at, I've said hi to Tree Root and Ram Man before. Remember, you said
Ram
some
Man.
Interesting things there. They're like partners and Ram Man.
You don't
want to
go
Tree
into
Root.
The prison community with the name Ram Man.
No.
Or Tree Root.
And I found out why.
It was, hey, Mr. Sandusky, meet Ram Man.
Yeah. I found out why he's nicknamed Ram Man. I know you probably don't know, but the cartoon He-Man was pretty popular when I grew up. Your boys were into it?
My boys loved He-Man, Master of the Universe.
That's right.
Uh-huh, see?
Ram Man was one of the characters. And this guy that works at security down at where I bartend, he looks just like this Ram Man guy. He had a big metal helmet with real stocky guys. So, yeah. But so I want to say hi to TC, too. There's three really good guys. They're very nice down there. And huge fans of the show.
Good for them.
Second thing, Angela and I went to on Saturday afternoon a ribbon cutting ceremony.
What? Now, that's usually reserved for officials, congressmen.
Yes.
CEOs.
We were just there to watch. I wasn't involved with. But Angela volunteers at a equine-assisted therapy place. I don't know if you've heard of that before.
Yes, I absolutely have.
There's one in, I think, close to you in Wildwood. Yes. That's where she volunteers during the week. But the one in Eureka had a brand-new barn built. So we went and got to see that. That's a very good thing they do for, usually it's kids with different disabilities.
Right.
They give them therapy by letting them ride the horses. So they have a brand-new, nice, inside walking ring. So
did
that's
it make you want to take lessons, riding lessons? Because, you know, if you take lessons, you have to use the sissy saddle. They don't ever have riding lessons with a Western Roy Rogers type saddle. It's always the sissy.
What's the English saddle?
You sit on the side. Yeah, you sit sideways.
Yeah, where your knees are up. No. You don't sit sideways. That's side saddle. That's for women.
Oh, that's okay.
Your knees are kind of up in the air.
I don't think I've ever seen those.
English saddle? Well, that's what all the jumpers, when you see the jump, they're not on Western saddles.
Oh, okay.
With a horn on it and all that.
It's more like a horseshoe type, and it really holds you in.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. And it has no horn, and it looks like a girl should
be. I have very limited experience on any kind of animal with a saddle. One time, we went and visited my uncle and aunt, who lived in Grubville at the time. And
good name.
Yes. It's a wonderful name of a town. But we went down the street. There was somebody that had a bunch of horses and everything. So they said, oh, yeah, go ahead and ride the horse. And I've never ridden a horse before, so my mom got on, and they put me on the back of this horse with my mom. Mm. She was on the saddle, and I was just on the butt.
Nah, horses don't like that.
No. Oh, yeah. I found out the hard way, because we took one loop around the ring, and all of a sudden, this horse decided it didn't want me sitting on the...
Throw you off.
It started, like rodeo jumping up and down.
They kicked their back legs up in the air.
So I got flung off, and my mom's holding on to this horse, just taking off. So that was one experience. And then a couple years ago in Mexico, your wife went on a trip with us. Mm. One of the, excursions. I don't think you went that day, but it was...
I will not go on an excursion she goes on.
Yes.
You'll notice I don't go.
No. But we got to ride burros. So that was one of the only other times I've ridden it.
A little easier.
Yes, it was a little easier, but still kind of scary.
How about burros? Are they stubborn? Will they just stop and then you can't get them going?
Well, mine, everybody else started taking off up the trail, and then mine just stopped and started urinating.
I feel sorry for burros because they're little, and your feet can actually drag the ground on a burro, and I don't think, I think it breaks their backs.
And I'm a heavy guy, yeah.
They're not big enough for that.
But yeah, so it started urinating right away, so I had to catch up. So I had to catch up. I was lagging behind, so one of the guides on the horses was trying to get me to catch up. So he starts whipping a rope in the air, trying to get this burrow, and this thing starts taking off up the hill. And, it's little crevices that we were walking on, so that was quite exciting as well. And then last thing I have last thing, I saw this. I don't know if anybody else in the room has seen these, and it's only on certain tractor trailers. There are the extra flaps on the back. Have you ever seen that? Where, you have the regular tractor trailer and the doors, but then there's like a piece up top and two little flaps on the side. It almost looks like...
Not mud flaps.
No. This is on the doors, on the actual back. And I don't know what it's for. I don't know if it's for wind resistance.
Truckers will call.
Or, yeah. So I'd like to know if anybody knows what's that about.
Can I let Tom jump in here for a second?
Absolutely.
Because he's been holding forever. Hey, Tom, thank you for holding. Normally, I'd make you wait longer, but you've been so patient. We'll just let you jump right in here. What's up?
Hey, that wasn't a long wait at all. What's AM into PM. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad.
Happy Columbus Day.
That's right. Happy Columbus Day.
Yeah, the most ridiculous holiday we have. No, it is.
Well, stores got to have sales now.
Well, we should celebrate it by going into somebody's house and claiming it as their own, even if somebody's already sitting there.
Yeah.
Just walk in and say, I claim this house, now mine.
That's why we celebrate Thanksgiving, isn't it?
There you go. What's up?
Somebody coming over and taking a country away from somebody that was already here.
That's us. So what's going on?
Oh, it's all about the plane crash show. Did anybody see it?
You know the reason I didn't watch it, and I know what you're talking about. It was on Discovery this weekend, and here's why I didn't watch it. By the time it aired, I actually thought I already knew too much. I was sorry that I had already seen footage, promotional footage of the actual crash from inside the plane. And then I'd heard Paul Harris interview the pilot, and I just thought, what else is there to know? And sometimes you can know too much about stuff.
The only thing you did was save 2 hours of your time.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you said that.
It was long. It was slow. It was too much drama.
Now,
How do you lose parachuters? You're in the desert.
All right, tell me if I'm right about this, too. Because when I have gone to watch documentaries like this, you sit down and you're ready, all right, we're going to watch a plane. And out of 2 hours, an hour and a half is getting to know the crew and setting up equipment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I don't care about that.
The Cessna wasn't fast enough, so then they got to go get this other plane. All right, they got their other chase plane. Then the plane has a fuel problem. So, you know, you killed a half hour talking about the plane being down.
And you're sitting there going, get to the crash.
Right. Then they do these practice jumps, and they jumped out a little bit late or something, and they lose their parachuters. They have no radio contact or nothing with them. Now, how do you do that? You're in a desert.
I don't know. I'm glad you called, because now I don't feel bad that I missed it.
No, I tell you, I still got 10 minutes of it on tape to watch. I didn't even finish it. You know,
and that's probably the best 10 minutes.
I saw the plane crash, you know, and all that. I saw it crash 6 times in 15 minutes, you know, and that was pretty much the whole thing.
And here's my question. They crashed a 727 in the desert. Now, my question is, what is that going to teach you about a plane that goes down in the middle of Chicago? You've got flat desert terrain. You can hit skid. It's not going to be the same result.
No giant trees.
Yeah, if you land in a building.
The side of a mountain.
A mountain, yeah. Most of them go into them. Yeah. You know, they don't just kind of belly land.
Then that information is useless that you just accumulated. All right. Well, Tom, thank you for the call.
Thanks for taking it. Right. Bye-bye.
I should have asked Tom if he's working today, because you know, a lot of people aren't. But I have to check. I think about half. Did you find out? I think about half the states in this country don't even acknowledge Columbus.
I have the list there at the end of my Columbus package. It's 17 states.
17 states don't even care. Their banks are open today.
Banks and mail, right?
They have mail. Their schools are open. So why is it that we...
And those states are the smartest, because there's no reason
again,
to...
Again, you folks who are off today, more power to you. If I had your job, woohoo, I'd be happy today, too. Good for you. Hello, Dave. How are you?
How you doing, Frank?
I'm doing great.
Hey, those flaps on the back of the truck, if you notice, a lot of the trucks also have them underneath. Okay. Those are for to reduce the wind resistance and to improve the fuel economy.
Way to go, Peter.
So why isn't every truck equipped with those then?
Well, I guess some people are maybe considering the cost versus the savings. And
well, also it probably depends on what route the truck takes. If he's on a lot of interstate highway, a lot of high-speed miles, he's going to have it. Where if a guy is on shorter routes... and never leaves the state, and doesn't do a lot of interstate drive, he's not going to need them.
Are they expensive?
I really don't know the cost of them, but every truck place has them now. It's the big thing.
I like those silver mud flaps with the silhouette of the naked lady on them, the profile where boobs are sticking out. She's kind of kneeling down, and she's got really big boobs. I love those. I don't know what the purpose is, but who cares?
It's keep the guy behind you happy.
That's right. Yeah. Dave, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, now the calls are coming. We'll take them as long as they come. Hello, Ralph.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. I was going to piggyback on what the last caller said about the little flaps on the backs of the trailers. Those are for aerodynamics, and they work on the same principles as the bicycle racers' helmets, where they have the teardrop style, and it's supposed to help the airflow more smoothly pass.
Oh, sure. But it's just, it seems recently I've seen these, so they haven't had them around, I guess, for a while.
Have you seen the price of fuel recently?
Well,
good point.
That's the reason why it's becoming a little bit more economically feasible. It's getting closer to a return on your investment that equals the cost of the thing.
All right, Ralph, thank you.
Yep. Thanks. Have a good day.
Real quickly, we'll continue to take your calls. These bicycle helmets, he mentioned the teardrop stock.
Right.
I call it a duck's butt because the back of the helmet looks like a duck. Why don't they sell bicycle helmets for 95% of people who aren't in a race, like an international Lance Armstrong-type competition? Because the truth is, the aerodynamics of that helmet really don't matter to most people who ride bikes. And then you could eliminate having all these people look so stupid with those duck butt, stupid duck butt helmets. Those are the ugliest helmets.
Oh, they are. Yeah.
How about making a regular helmet looking helmet that's not so ugly for people who are never going to take a bicycle up to 50 miles an hour? You're just not. You're going to take it and ride it through the park or something. Let's go to Bill. Hello, Bill. How are you?
I'm fine, Frank. How are you?
I'm doing great. What can we do for you?
Still AM and a PM.
All right. You always will be. I can hear it in your voice.
Okay. We talked last week, Frank, and you asked me to check out Catherine Jenkins.
Oh, yeah.
But she's a beautiful woman, and she has a nice voice, but she's not an opera singer.
Well, for those who don't know, you are the former opera singer.
Yeah, that's right.
She's not an opera singer?
No, she's not an opera singer. She did attend the Royal Academy of Music.
Okay.
But she's not an opera singer. She has recorded some opera arias, but, you know, a 5-minute opera aria isn't a 3-hour opera.
Okay, you know, you're getting real technical and picky because you're an opera singer, but let me ask you this. You sound like you don't even think she might be the most beautiful woman you've ever seen.
I don't.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you a question, and don't be offended by this. Are you homosexual? Because if you're heterosexual, I don't know how you can look at her and just not have your tongue practically hit the floor.
I'll tell you why.
Why? Because your wife, you have a wife, she's more beautiful?
No. Okay. But I used to teach voice to the showgirls at Disney World.
Oh.
It was a tough job, but somebody had to do it. Yeah. And so I've had plenty of
eye candy
beautiful women.
Yeah.
But, my idea of the most beautiful woman I ever saw is about a 25-year-old Elizabeth Taylor.
Well, yeah, no kidding.
Ooh, yeah.
She was.
But
modern day, of the crop that's out there today, I don't think I've ever seen anybody, maybe somebody as pretty, but I don't think I've ever seen anybody prettier.
How about Charlize Theron?
I don't think she's prettier than Catherine Jenkins. She's sexier. She's hotter.
Catherine Jenkins has got a little bit of weak chin.
Well, listen to Bill picking away at Catherine.
Bill.
Just because you're in love with her doesn't mean that I think she's perfect.
Charlize is top three on my list.
To each his own. Charlize could use a little more upper body, if you know what I mean. She's a little flat-chested.
Yeah, I'll take
and Peon, you're big on that.
But right. As far as getting back to Catherine Jenkins is concerned, they sang this song, Come What May, and she's Welsh, so she has a little bit of an accent, which causes her to have a little problem as far as your understanding is concerned. Placido has a very thick Spanish accent.
So you're a professional, okay?
Yeah.
We're going to have to take all this with a grain of your professional salt because we don't hear any of that. We're superficial.
Well, you asked me to check it out, so I'm reporting back.
Okay. I need on a 1 to 10, the Bo Derek 10, what do you give Catherine Jenkins in the looks department?
Oh, I'll give her 8.5.
Okay. All right.
Very respectable. She's beautiful, no two ways about it.
All right.
But not the most beautiful. And also, you talked about this little 13-year-old girl.
Jackie Ivanko.
That poor little girl is being
exploited
so badly that I just hate to watch it.
And for those who did, you hear my impression of Jackie Ivanko?
Yes, I did.
Was it pretty dead on? You think?
Yes, it was pretty dead.
for those who didn't hear it, I'd like to do it again. Give me a song, Bill. Just give me any pop standard. Just give me a song that I might know.
Oh, that's the thing from Cats. What it is? Memories.
Memories. No, 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 no. Is that the way it goes? No,
yeah.
Okay, here's Jackie Ivanko singing Memories, and I don't need to know the words because every song she sings, and she's a cute girl,
right.
She's got a great voice, but she doesn't enunciate. Here she is singing Memories. Jackie Ivanko. What? What'd you say? That's Jackie. Bill, we got to run. Thank you for the call.
Okay, Frank.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That guy should host a late-night radio show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's got that soothing kind of voice. Another one at least before we break. This is Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Frank. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, you're talking about Columbus Day. I'm off work today. I'm at, I work at a bank.
Well, of course. And good for you.
My kids had to go to school. My wife went to work. And this is one of those holidays that remind me of, I grew up Catholic, went to a Catholic grade school and high school. And we had days off that the public school kids on my street, they would be going to school. And now I'm off tomorrow. I'm off work or I'm off school. And they had not to finish that either.
But that at least is religious based. And as a Catholic, you had your religious reason. This Columbus Day joke, do you know that until about a year ago, and I'm ashamed to say this because I wasn't a great student, I didn't even know till recently that Columbus he never even came to North America. I didn't even know that. I thought this guy got off a boat, stepped off in, you know, on the East Coast somewhere, looked around, planted some stuff, met some people. No, he was never here.
West Indies, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
He was never here.
I just heard today North Dakota celebrates Native American Day today.
Well, that makes sense.
Good.
They don't do Columbus Day, but they do take off. I think they still have the day off, but they celebrate Native American Day.
And if I'm not mistaken, we're actually named, America's named for Amerigo Vespucci.
Yeah.
There's no Amerigo Vespucci Day, yet we're America. I don't get it.
My Catholic upbringing was, I was off on these days. Nobody else was off. This is the same thing. I'm driving around trying to do things, you know, I have nothing to do.
Hey, I was going to go to First Community Credit Union today and cash a check, and I thought, oh, wait a minute, it's Columbus Day.
My kid got home from school, and he said, Dad, can you go up to the bank and get me $40? I said, I can't tomorrow. What do you mean? I said, it's Columbus Day. Well, that's just ridiculous.
And be sure to explain to your son the reason we observe this day. And then you can explain it to me, because I don't know. why we have it. Hey, we got to run. Dan, thank you for the call.
Frank.
You bet.
All right, bye.
Honest to goodness, why? Somebody tell me. Why do we have Columbus Day? Why?
West Indies. I don't know.
We're celebrating the fact that he couldn't find China, or mm-hmm. whatever he was looking for. Wow. All right. Good feet stores. There's, I have not spoken with you folks since I got my new mattress. And do I sound tired?
Mm. No, you sound rested.
Well.
Are you worn out?
No, I'm not worn out. That's why I sound rested. I don't sound tired because the mattress has not seen any action yet. But my point is this. I will admit I had a backache almost every morning, and I was convinced that you spend 18 years on the same mattress, and it kind of loses its ability to do whatever it's supposed to do. And I will say that I still don't like to get up, and I still hate morning, and I'm still a grouch. I'm still in a bad mood, but my back wasn't sore the last couple of mornings. And the reason I mention that is the same thing can happen with your, not just your feet, but the other parts of your body that your feet might be affecting. That neck ache, that headache, backache, knees, legs, or feet, certainly, especially plantar fasciitis. Maybe it's a simple matter, just like with a mattress, when you're changing the way you're lying on your back or your side, the pressure points, same thing happens with your feet. When you go into the Goodfeet store, any one of the three in the St. Louis area, I don't know that anybody's ever had to spend an hour in there. That would be the high side, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, because you're either going to find the relief in 30, 45 minutes, or you're not. And if that's not the answer, then maybe you do need surgery. Maybe yours is a more serious problem, but a tremendous number of people have found relief from pain that might not have been in their feet, but was coming from the way they were standing or walking. And they found that relief in one place, Goodfeet stores, by buying the right inserts, arch supports, whatever you want to call them. GoodfeetSt.Louis.com would be a place to start, or just come on in, because you do not need an appointment at the Goodfeet stores. There's one on Olive, just west of 270, across from Friday's. There's a Goodfeet store in South County on Union Road, across from Macy's, and one in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road, across from Deerberg's, the Goodfeet stores.
Well, let's check the highways with Tim Weiland. Tim?
It's on southbound 170. It was somewhere around Ladue, Forest Park Parkway. I never did see it on the camera, but traffic is running a little bit slow now from Olive down through 64. We've got a disabled vehicle blocking the right lane on westbound 70 at Grand. Also southbound 270, just a little bit slow now off the pace. We'll call it between Manchester and Big Bend. Downtown eastbound 64 is just a little heavy at Jefferson. This traffic report brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Try the new roasted turkey and cranberry panini at St. Louis Bread Company. It's made with vegetarian-fed, antibiotic-free roasted turkey, cranberry mussarda, and spinach, all on freshly baked ciabatta. It's lunchtime at St. Louis Bread Company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, this is John Goodman. Even though I'm away a lot, my heart is still in St. Louis. And when I come back home, I can't wait to listen to McGraw in the Morning on KTRS to get me connected to what's happening in town. News from ABC and Victoria in the Big 550 newsroom keep me up to date. And there's nothing like McGraw's brand of serious fun in the morning to start the day.
McGraw in the Morning, weekdays beginning at 6 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
What happens when you get a better interest rate?
Get to a better place.
You get to a better place in your life. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Right now, rates and APRs are in the threes. That's right, the threes. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants to find out how we can save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Take advantage of these historically low rates. Getting to a better place financially is just a phone call away. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Don't put it off. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Or visit AmericanEquity.com.
American Equity Mortgage, named one of the top 100 mortgage companies in America 2011 by Mortgage Executive Magazine. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999. Or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Guys, why is it important to increase your testosterone levels? Because testosterone is what makes a man a man. It's no secret as we age, our testosterone levels decline. So if you're a man and are experiencing any of the following symptoms, you qualify for a risk-free trial of Bravado. But first, you have to answer yes to one of the following. Are you concerned about your sex drive? Do you worry about your strength and libido? What about stamina and endurance? Well, if you want to promote your libido, muscle mass, and increase your testosterone levels, we're going to give you a risk-free trial of Bravado. Just call this toll-free number and claim yours. 1-800-500-4151. We guarantee once you try Bravado, you won't believe the difference. That's why we'll let you try it risk-free. Call now for your risk-free trial of this breakthrough supplement and increase your testosterone levels naturally. Call 1-800-500-4151. That's 1-800-500-4151. 1-800-500-4151.
Did you know that trees can add up to 25% more value to your home?
Tom Reed, the owner of Omni Tree Service.
It's important to make sure your trees remain healthy and look their best. That's where Omni Tree Service can help. We offer professional consultation with a certified arborist. We can trim and selectively prune your trees to accent your house and landscapes. We never like to get rid of a tree, but we have the equipment to dispose of trees in a careful and efficient manner, no matter what the size. With our 165-foot crane and bucket trucks, we can safely remove the largest trees with little or no negative impact on the surrounding area.
For a no-obligation estimate, call Tom Reed at Omni Tree Service at 636-391-9944. That's 636-391-9944. Or take a look at their website at OmniTreeService.com.
Omni Tree Service. We can make your trees look their best.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Start up your savings in 2012 with the 12 Ways to Save sale going on now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll spend less and get more at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you take advantage of the 12 great offers on items your vehicle uses every day. And with O'Reilly Auto Parts' everyday low prices, the savings keep adding up. Stop in today and stock up. But hurry, because these 12 deals won't last long.
During the 12 Ways to Save sale going on now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, keep your engine running at peak performance with Havoline Conventional Motor Oil, $199 a quart. Reduce sludge and protect your engine against excess heat, dirt, and contaminants with Haviland Conventional Motor Oil on sale for $1.99 a quart during the 12 Ways to Save sale at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details. O'Reilly, oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly, O'Reilly Auto Parts. For all things electrical, you should see the friendly experts at Metro Electric Supply. Since 1967, they've been helping people like you with their electrical needs. Switches, energy-saving dimmers, regular and specialty bulbs, breakers, new panels or panel upgrades, replacement parts, and much more. At an affordable price and with assistance from people who know what they're doing. For quality service and expert advice, visit any of their 7 convenient locations and experience the Metro Electric Supply difference. For the location nearest you, go to MetroElectricSupply.com.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Deal is today we have a lot of calls, like more phone lines lit up than normal, and we're going to get to all of them. I promise. I got one bit of business I want to get out of the way so we can open it up and have plenty of time to chat with you. Friday night, I went over to Thompson Price's house. I've never been in his home. Now,
I bet his kitchens and bathrooms.
No, you just hit on when we knew we were going over there, my wife and I, all I could think about was what pressure there must be on him when somebody goes in his house. The first thing you're going to look at is, let's see your kitchen.
Oh, sure.
Mr. Kitchen Designer. And let's and whether you need to go to the bathroom or not, you're going in the bathroom. And I'm here to tell you, it's exactly what you'd expect. What a magnificent kitchen.
Right out of a showroom almost.
How could you not have?
Yeah.
How could you not redo your own kitchen like every 5 years if you're in that business? Stack deductible. It's sort of a satellite showroom. Yeah, it was a beautiful kitchen and some of those most beautiful granite that I've ever seen. Now, his may not be your taste in a kitchen. Some people like light. Some people like dark. Some people like, you know, those kitchens where people have a bunch of pans hanging from the ceiling, like skillets and stuff. I've never decided it. It looks like a giant wind chime. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
They got pots and pans hanging from the ceiling.
I like that. Yeah.
I kind of like it, but it says whoever lives here cooks a lot. So for us to do it in our house would be a joke.
Right.
For us to hang out. But we can't even find a skillet or a pot and pan because we haven't used one for 10 years.
You just need to hang up, like, takeout containers and,
You know what? That's a great idea. If we ever redo our kitchen, I'm going to get with Tom Price. And so let's design something around takeout menus, a display of various restaurants' takeout menus, and sort of a collage of phone numbers that my wife calls to order food to pick up to bring home.
Retractable. You can just grab the menu and it'll retract back up
like a map that comes down out of the ceiling. That's a great idea. So the theme of our next kitchen will be carryout. We won't even have a cooktop. We don't need a stove. It'll just be all the various places that we've, picked up food from on the way home. If you are thinking about remodeling your kitchen and or bathrooms or home entertainment room, actually got a phone call this weekend from one of our advertisers saying, I'd like to talk to Mr. Price about our home entertainment room. And I love that when that happens. Advertisers using each other. If you are going to be remodeling either right away or even in the future, but you sort of already know this is what you want to do. Here, just do this. Remember how many times in your life you went the cheap route and were sorry? Probably quite a few. But you've never been sorry when you had something done right and you got your money's worth. That's what's going to happen with Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. Showrooms in De Pere, about a half mile east of 270 on Manchester, next to McAllister's Deli in the shopping center with TJ Maxx. ThompsonPrice.com. Back to the phones we go, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. This is Evan. Hello, Evan.
Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Fine. Amen to PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, two comments, I guess. Have you heard, I love this time of the year with the fall, because they always start playing commercials about all the whorehouses around town.
No.
What? What's he talking?
Horror. Those are horror.
Horror. That's where I'm confused. Yeah. Now I got it. Yeah. I'm kind of disappointed now, I guess.
Yeah, whorehouses are advertised all year long. It's not.
Yeah, they're all on the east side. Yeah.
Not just fall.
No.
And my other question, you remember that commercial or advertiser that you guys used to run that I can convert your VCR tapes and all this stuff?
Yes.
Okay, I think you finally have another high quality one to replace that one.
Oh, we have more than one to replace it. Which one are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about the commercial where you can stuff this animal.
Don't.
That is absolutely horrible.
Oh my goodness. The stuffies. It makes me glad I don't have little kids.
Oh man!
I don't know what the toy looks like, and they.
Maybe it's a great
product.
You know
what I like, though? You've seen it advertised on TV. You know, they act like it's already the hottest. Let me just say this to people: if you like it, buy it. Your kid will like it. But if you start to fall for this collector's, remember the Beanie Baby thing, where everybody thought they had a $2 million collection of Beanie Babies, and now they're all stuck with them and can't get rid of them. Just don't go into it thinking like that. But now I know the one you're talking about, and if I will give them this, it sticks in your head.
Well, unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Evan.
Thanks, Frank.
All right. Yeah, I guess that's the new Beanie Baby.
I guess, yeah. You can stuff things inside them.
You don't remember this, but I had a little girl.
Oh, my younger Beanie sister. Baby thing. My younger sister.
I have never seen anything like that in my life. I knowing better, because I'm sort of in the advertising business, went down to the used to little place down here. What was
Grins.
Grins.
Yeah.
Grins.
I actually had them
looking for the shipments. Yes.
For a particular Beanie Baby, and they called me when it came in, and they gave me a window.
Yes.
And if I didn't pick it up in this time, they were going to have to sell it to another customer because so many people were waiting for it.
People were trailing the UPS guys to the stores.
Because some genius in their marketing department led us all to believe they actually were that limited and they were going to be worth, remember numbers like $5,000?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you've got the something Beanie Baby.
The rare purple elephant.
Whoa, hold on to that because that's worth $5,000 or $6,000.
What was on the tag? Was it the birth date? Is that what it was?
No, it was the name of the animal, and there was a date on there, too. And then you would buy protectors for the tags.
Yes.
Because you didn't want the tags to get bent.
How smart are they? They sell idiots like us tag protectors. Let's go to John. Hello, John.
Hey, Frank, Amen, PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Due to your referral, I DVR CBS Sunday Morning every week.
Great show.
Yes.
And if you have not watched it from yesterday.
I watched it this morning.
They gave a pretty good explanation on why Columbus Day, how Columbus Day came about.
Yeah, I skipped through that part because once I realized he'd never been to North America, I thought, well, what the
is that
heck?
More just the standard history of it they were giving? And
but you know what I did find interesting that I didn't know much about? I knew who he was. Did you watch the Pete Townsend segment?
Yes, I did.
How about that? I thought that was really interesting. And after watching it, I liked that guy. I bought his story about the child porn. Did you buy it? Do you believe?
Yeah, I did. I did too.
Yeah.
What was his?
He was arrested for possession of child
porn. And he said he was researching something.
Yes, and it was one. Correct me if I'm wrong, John. It was one credit card. What did he, John? What did he used a credit card?
Right. He was a sexually abused child, and he has children himself. And he went on to this site. And used a credit card.
Because he was curious as to the smut they were peddling.
As soon as he did it, he canceled it immediately, like minutes later.
It was too late.
That That one transaction led police.
And you know why I believed him? Because they said, what we said, was it 7 or 11 computers they took out of his house? They took 11 computers. There was not one piece of child pornography on there. Now, this is a case where a guy could have had his whole life ruined and been driven to suicide, labeled as a sexual predator and a child pornography collector, when in fact he didn't have any. He was just curious as to what was out there because he had been abused. I thought it was a great interview.
Oh, it was. I certainly believe him. And the Who, they're undeniable. They're not one of my top bands.
No, but they made a mark, and I'm glad I saw it because now that I have, and maybe I'm wrong and maybe he's duped us, but I believed every word he said.
Yeah. Well, Frank, back on the Columbus point, the holiday itself was something that's been celebrated going back like to the 1700s.
Okay, but you know 17 states do not acknowledge Columbus Day.
Right. Well, the holiday, let me correct myself, not the holiday, but some observance of Columbus landing in the New World or the Americas. But it became a holiday. It was a state holiday first in Colorado in 1906, but then it became a federal holiday in 1937 because FDR realized that pandering to certain segments of our country or of our citizens was good for votes, which is something that is commonly done now.
Yeah.
And at that time, there was a huge influx of Italians moving into the United States. New York, obviously.
I get it.
And so Columbus being an Italian, Christopher Columbus being an Italian, he made it a federal holiday thinking, hey, I'm going to get all these votes, and which he did get all those votes.
All right, real quickly, let me ask you this real quickly. If it's a federal holiday, how can 17 states not observe it?
Well, he made it a federal holiday. Subsequent to that, if you don't observe it, it's not like they're going to withhold federal funds from you.
Okay.
I think, as a matter of fact, I believe Arizona still doesn't honor Martin Luther King Day.
Wow, I didn't know.
Oh,
that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
But a lot of Americans that are of Italian descent hold it as a pretty special day. Notice I didn't say Italian Americans.
Thank you.
Italian descent.
Thank you.
Hold it. It's kind of like their day, to thump their chest a little bit. And as there are other, holidays that have, there's a Polish holiday. What's the
Pulaski? Casimir Pulaski.
Yeah, like that one. To each his own. If that's your fine thing. But I think for it to be a federal holiday, it's kind of silly.
Now, did you make that up, what you just said, to each his own? Did you just make that up?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's
you know what? I like it.
Wow.
I like it, and I think it's going to catch on.
I'm start using that.
John, we got to run. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, Frank. Have a great day, guys.
I want to use that. To eat, what did he say? To each his own. That's good.
Well, their own what, though? He didn't finish it.
Real quickly, here are the states that do not recognize Columbus Day. Alaska, Florida, Hawaii, Iowa, Louisiana, Kentucky, Mississippi, Minnesota, Nevada, North Carolina, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Tennessee, Washington, Wisconsin, Wyoming. They're in school today, and their post office is open, and the banks are open today. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker have been part of this show for, I tried to guess the other day, and I was off a little bit. It's something like 8 years. They're financial advisors. They work for Stifel Nicolaus, and they love to work for you, meaning you go to them and you have $25,000 or more. You think you know what you're doing with it and that what you're doing with it is smart and the best way you could invest it, but you're not completely sure because you don't do that for a living, and they do. Maybe you even have a financial advisor. So what? It won't cost you anything to talk to them. And what if you sat down with them and they introduced you to some ways of investing that your other financial advisor had never told you about, things you didn't even realize, maybe some tax savings that you could have that you weren't taking advantage of now. Perfectly legal. You just defer, pay those taxes later, probably at a lower rate because you'll years from now be drawing less money than you are now. There are all kinds of things they do that fall under the heading financial advice. And that's what it is, advice. You don't have to take it. You like what you're doing now better, your other person better than you had a meeting, and that was it. But I'm going to bet you're going to like what they have to say. Stifel Nicolaus, Been with them for 30-some-odd years. A couple of really nice guys. No pressure. It's up to you. If you meet with them, it'll be because you wanted to meet with them. And it starts with their website, markandjason.com.
All right, let's have another look at the highways with Tim Weiland. Tim.
Thanks a lot, Dan, and thanks to Farmer Dave for calling this traffic in. It's eastbound Highway 15, a little bit east of the Shrine, is shut down due to some farm equipment that's kind of hung up under an overpass. So eastbound 15 shut down a little bit east of Our Lady of the Snow Shrine. Southbound 270 now a stop and go from 64 down through Big Bend. We've got another accident in Lindbergh, a little bit north of Midland. Southbound 170 getting better. It's just slow now south of Ladue down through 64. And then on eastbound 270, still a pretty good run, just a little slowdown between Lindbergh and 170. And this traffic report brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company, introducing the new roasted turkey and cranberry panini at St. Louis Bread Company. It's made with vegetarian-fed, antibiotic-free roasted turkey, zesty cranberry mussarda, and fresh spinach on their freshly baked ciabatta. It's lunchtime at St. Louis Bread Company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on the next Steve Cochran Show.
On a Tuesday morning quickie, we will cover the big three areas of your world. What are they? They're pop culture. The important topics like what's Honey Boo Boo up to now? Politics. Politics and news. Everything covered there, including a lead up to the debate, the vice presidential debate in Kentucky later this week. And of course, everything in sports. I do the heavy lifting for you.
The Cochran Show. Weekday mornings at 10. The Big 550 and KTRS.com. The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou, especially on Mizzou Mondays this fall. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon, the whiskey distiller of the year three of the last 4 years, Kentucky's finest straight bourbon whiskey, and the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Closing the gap that appears